This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, President Trump, fulfilling a campaign promise, removed the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that has allowed him and to free his hands and essentially make a lot of these new trade deals, tariff deals. Thank God that's what Trump did, because he understood what was behind it. But that did not stop 13 other countries from signing the Trans-Pacific Partnership and selling that as a good deal. So that just went down. Ted, what can you tell us? Oh, 11 countries? I'm sorry, I may have had the number wrong there. Ted, what can you tell us about the TPP that was just signed?
Well, it is the Trans-Pacific Partnership that the United States withdrew from. So without the U.S., it's rather insignificant. Yeah, so we may have some free trade between, Chile and some countries in Asia. I mean, you know.
Do you think they just kind of did this and did this whole ceremony to just kind of try to act like Trump didn't get a victory here?
Sure. I mean, it's like the climate change.
Yeah,
accord.
The Paris Climate Accord. Right.
If the U.S. is not in something, the largest, most powerful country in the world, then, it's lacking. It's not. It's going nowhere. It's meaningless. And Trump is clearly not a multilateralist. He's certainly not a supranationalist. He's trying to evolve the entire system back towards state-centric sovereignty. So we should also applaud, frankly, the election in Italy this week, if you want to talk about that, because it's one that Trump would like.
Yeah, and it puts another crack in the shield of the EU. Young people in the EU are not wanting the EU. They're trying to get rid of it. The Italy's populist support during their elections, again, put a dink into the shield of the EU. I mean, what is all... It's like, is nationalism taken back? I mean, is patriotism back? Are the globalists falling here?
Well, it's falling everywhere. It fell in Brexit. It fell in Central and Eastern Europe. It's now falling in Western Europe. Obviously, in the Netherlands, in France. Trump's election is part of a much, much larger phenomenon. Sometimes Americans are a bit myopic. They don't see this around the world. I would even argue what's happened in India with the BJP. This is a worldwide phenomenon. We have nation states reasserting themselves, returning power to the people. It's a very exciting time to watch this on the geopolitical stage.
You know, and it's just so amazing when you sit here and you go back and you remember everything that went down, removing us from the Paris Climate Accord, removing us from TPP, addressing the unfair trade deals, addressing the unfair deals with NAFTA. So here Trump is addressing all these unfair trade deals, and I'm going to make an analogy here because this is how ridiculous the response is. This is like, I'm going to give you a sports analogy. Let's say that the Cleveland Cavaliers that have LeBron James decided to trade LeBron James, the best player in the NBA, for George Hill. You say, who? Exactly. It's a terrible trade. They would never do that trade. And if they did that trade, everyone in the media would scratch their head and say, this is a terrible trade. Why did they do this trade? But when it comes to the United States trading with China, with Mexico, and all of these trade deals, and you see how unfair they are, the 10% difference that we pay, or excuse me, the 10-fold difference that we pay compared to China, and they're saying, look at Trump, he's crazy, he's a racist, he's a nationalist, what is he doing? I mean, why do they react like this when you're just trying to have a fair trade?
We're 14 months into the Trump presidency in exchange. So many things already, and we've got another 7 years to go. Can you imagine how much is going to happen in our lifetimes in this span of time with President Trump? I mean, it's just unfathomable. It changes the tables completely on almost every axis. I looked up today because I was on the BBC. What do you think the EU tariff is on Chinese steel imports?
Well, what is it?
74.7%. So, let's point some fingers at some other people who, also believe that China is dumping steel in the world system, creating havoc. Please, give me a break.
Well, this is what Trump is addressing. He ran his campaign. He promised he would do this. Now he's following through. I mean, this guy is just a wrecking ball. He never stops. It's unbelievable. Ted Malik, thank you so much. for joining us. You can find him on Twitter at Ted Malik, tedmalik.com. He steps away. On the other side, we've got more news to cover. Don't go anywhere.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, part of the thing about live media is you just have to spill your guts and all your emotions out here just to maintain an audience. And so, you know, I respond to Nancy Pelosi and I get fired up and I can't stand her politics and I can't stand her in general. And sometimes, I mean, sometimes even my own mother gives me a hard time. She's like, okay, Owen, why do you have to be so hard on Nancy Pelosi? You know, she's probably seriously suffering some mental illness here. You know, she's an old lady. And, you know, I mean, I think about my my loving grandma, the last grandparent I have left on this planet. And, I mean, she's more with it than Nancy Pelosi. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want people to you know, poke fun at my grandma either. I think that would be very upsetting to me. But, I mean, again, they put her in the arena. Who elects this woman? See, I'm already going there. But look. There's two clips. I mean, you can't even believe this, folks. Oh, I mean, you've seen what Nancy Pelosi has done in the past as far as when she's speaking and she fumbles. I think she's referred to President Trump as President Bush like 5 times now. She has moments where she like can't even remember where she was and she like kind of zones out for a second and you're like, uh-oh, like what just happened there? Or during the State of the Union, where it looks like she can't, like her dentures are all messed up or something, and she literally looks like, I don't know what's going on. Well, here's the deal. I feel bad for Nancy Pelosi because she's obviously suffering from something. Now, that's just feeling bad because someone is in a bad situation currently. However, this is a woman worth over $100 million who's been serving in Congress for, what, 2 decades, 3 decades? I mean, I don't know. How does she get that money? So I don't feel bad for Nancy Pelosi overall as a person. I think she's a crook. I think she's a horrible politician. I think she's bad for America. I think she's destroyed California. However, when you look at this woman and you see the current state that she's in, you cannot help but have a little bit of sorrow that she's in this struggle, but also that they would still put her out there on the playing field. I think she's going to run again. I mean, she's never indicated that she ever wants to step away. I mean, this woman can't even get out a thought coherently. So not one video from her last speech, but two videos. And I play these videos not to make fun at the mentally handicapped old people like Nancy Pelosi. We have to expose these people. We have to show the people that vote, this is what you're voting for. Nancy Pelosi, an old doddering fool who can't even get out a coherent thought. So two videos today. Let's go to the first video where she's literally just like, you know, brain freezing, jaw problems, doesn't know what's going on.
After adding $2 trillion to the debt, Republicans plan $2 trillion worth of cuts. All over the country, we're having a tax scam, the tax march. What does this mean to your state? in Arizona and Texas and Illinois and Florida and New York and Massachusetts and California. Did I say California more than once? It's a big state. House Democrats introduced H.R. 5011. Well, you have to ask yourself, why would they not want to protect the integrity of our elections?
Why wouldn't you want to protect the border?
Everybody
and have voter ID.
About that.
What a fraud.
Well, in any case, for decades I've called on the administration of both parties. I wanted to just say another thing here that is happening this week. This week we had the 6th being the 14 months since and the first day of the new elections and why we should have election security and creating good paying jobs, reducing cost, how we got here where we were in 2008 in the first place. Because, again, there's some features that you might say, how do we help community banks? How do we help raise that number? I think that number could be raised.
Okay. And you've got leftist, liberal, communist media telling you that Trump is unfit for office. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this woman is the example for unfit for office. I mean, she should honestly be removed from her seat just for humanitarian issues. I mean, this woman can't even think straight. She can't even figure out her papers. I mean, it's like, and then you notice what she says. I mean, again, does she actually believe this? Think about what she says. She says she wants election security. Nancy Pelosi saying she wants election security. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people that let illegals vote. These are the people that don't even want voter ID laws. And they're lecturing you about election security? How do you wrap your head around that? How phony are these people? How dumb do they think you are? Think about it like that way. Put whatever your political beliefs aside are. Put your political beliefs aside. Everyone should be insulted that the Democrats think that little of your intelligence. Everybody should be insulted that the Democrats think that you're so stupid that they can campaign on election security when they believe in open borders, illegal voting, and no voter ID laws. Okay? That's an insult to my intelligence. Now, she also says that she's for good paying jobs. We need to do something to get good paying jobs here. Literally, that's all Trump's done. Bonuses, wage increases, new jobs, unemployment record lows, employment record highs. And then again, what do the Democrats do? Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump Russia, Trump everything bad, negative, it's all bad. But we want good paying jobs, even though that's all Trump has done. There's the Drudge Report. The crew showing it on screen right now. Jobs blowout, plus 313,000, smashes expectations. A record number of Americans employed, over 155 million. Manufacturing jobs adds over 250,000 since Trump gets elected. Black, Hispanic unemployments hit all-time lows. Stocks hit record high. And then what do the Democrats say? Trump bad, we're for better paying jobs, even though they've done nothing. Nothing to actually follow through on that. Now let's go to the second clip of Nancy Pelosi. Folks, you can see this woman clearly has a mental issue.
On March 5th, marked the 6 month, the end of the time frantic state. The list goes on and on. Wilson, I'm very proud of the work of Benny Thompson and Ranking Member Thompson. Most exhilarating thrill for people. Man. It's not permanent.
This is painful to watch.
And again, as you know, yesterday, 14 months later, House and Senate is happening this week. This week we had the 6th being the 14 month in September of 2008. So why are we going home at 11 o'clock that the Russians did attempt to disrupt our elections?
They attempted and then disrupted
his budget, cutting Medicare, but it shouldn't take that long. What the Republicans are doing that want to be exploded by the big banks is so wrong. You have to give credit for being brazen. And we'll just see how it goes. But you might say, how do we help community banks? How do we help
Oh boy.
Raise that number? I think that number could be raised.
Yeah, she raised it all right. She raised the number. She thinks there's 31 days in the month of February, and she thinks there's 14 months in the year. So what do? Well, you just call it out, you report on it, and you hope that the state of California is not ignorant enough to elect Nancy Pelosi ever again. And you know what? If the Democrats had any integrity, they would be doing everything they can to get Nancy Pelosi out of that seat just because for her own mental health. I mean, this is an embarrassment. Look at those two video clips, folks. I mean, this is an embarrassment to this woman. This woman is an absolute embarrassment, and they're going to let her go out on a total low note. They're going to let her go out as a total failing nincompoop instead of just kind of easing her out and just saying, like, look, Nancy, you got to go. They're kind of doing it to Dianne Feinstein because you'll notice Dianne Feinstein kind of comes more central to negotiate with Trump, where Pelosi is a never-Trumper, will never negotiate with Trump. Dianne Feinstein goes into, like, wicked witch mode and is like, oh, I can negotiate with Trump. So they've got to get rid of Feinstein, but nothing to get rid of Pelosi, who can't even complete a sentence and thinks there's 14 months in a year.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I want today to be a turning point, not just for America politically and socially, but let's all cross a threshold today. Let's all take the things that have been holding us back. Let's all take the negative things in our life, the negative things impacting us, the things that are keeping us down, and let's put them in the past. Let's get rid of them. Let's take the lead shoes off of ourselves. Let's take the lead shoes off of our family. Let's take the lead shoes off of our businesses and everything. Let's take all the negativity. Let's take all of the rot that's been holding us back, that's been keeping us down, and let's sprint forward together better to the next level. Just like President Trump is removing the lead shoes off of America in the race to give us a chance to compete, why don't we do the same thing in our personal lives? Whatever's holding you back, whatever negativity or whatever's holding you back personally, with your family, with your private life, with your career, with your business, with your company, whatever it is, it's time to now commit to taking the step forward, to removing the negative aspects and coming forward in a positive light. Take the lead shoes off yourself. Take the lead shoes off your company, and let's all sprint forward together to make America great again. Now, what some might say is a visual representation of this, the story is at Infowars.com. Video, Tommy Robinson knocks out violent migrant in Italy. Now, this is a representation of being fed up and not taking crap anymore. Now, I just want to be clear. I am not suggesting anyone be violent ever. I'm not suggesting you be violent or do anything like this. But here's the video. This wild migrant in England, or I guess this is in Italy, excuse me, Tommy Robinson reporting from Italy, and this wild migrant comes up and starts insulting his family and threatens to kill his family and then raises his fist at him, and so Tommy Robinson knocks him out, just throws one right hand and says goodnight, and that's that. Not dealing with the negativity, not taking it anymore, not letting this man bring him down and distract him. Just saying, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I gotta put you down. You're done. I'm not being distracted by you. I'm not taking your negativity anymore. And you're done. And so that's what happens. The migrant raises his fist, says, I can kill your family. And Tommy Robinson decks him out cold. And then guess what? Tommy Robinson moves along with his life and his night and finishes his report and puts the negativity behind him. Takes the lead shoes off. So again, I'm not saying be violent, or punch people or anything like that. I'm just saying let's all as an audience, let's all as a country, let's all as a people, just think about the things that have been holding you back. Think about the negative things in your life that have been keeping you down, keeping you from going to the next level, and just commit to putting it behind you and just take that next step forward and don't look back and only look forward. And just press on, because that's what we have to do. That's how you make things better. That's how you make other people around you better. That's how you change civilization. That's how you change culture. If you sit and you just let the negative things continue to hold you back for whatever reason, or you harp on the negativity all day and you can never move forward, you'll never make anything great. You'll never make anything great. You'll never accomplish anything. So I just want today, with everything Trump is doing with the tariffs, with everything Trump is doing with the bad trade deals, with everything Trump is doing to make it fair for America again, to give America... allow America to breathe. It's like America has had asthma for the last 50 years, and Trump is finally getting rid of the asthma so that we can breathe clear and compete again. So let's all do that in our personal lives too. Just remove the negativity, remove the things holding you back, and press forward and be great. Be better than what you are, because believe me, This guy is, I mean, there are no limitations for humans. I mean, that's the amazing thing about it. That's why we build rockets. That's why we build light rails. That's why we fly around the country. That's why we have 3D televisions and all this amazing technology. So I think today represents something, at least for me, where we cross a threshold. And I think America is about to wake up to this, folks. And I'm seeing it in the news stories. Joy Behar has to apologize. Susan Sarandon admits that basically sex is like currency in Hollywood. You've now got people standing up to the bullies in the Me Too movement like Ryan Seacrest. He's standing up for it. And then the producers are getting behind him, too. So it's time to push back against the bullying and to just get them out of the way. The Democrats are considering dropping the superdelegate rigged election policy for their nomination. You know, maybe that's because Hillary thinks she's going to run again and they know that she'll just win by cheating with the superdelegate. So they got to do something about that. I've got this news here. People are spending 25% less time on Facebook. That's a good thing. That is great. Beyond the fact that I can't stand Facebook, I wouldn't mind if Facebook was gone forever. But I'm just glad that people are not wasting their time and destroying their psychology and their mental capacity by sitting on social media all day. Then you got the story in the New York Post. Millennials are starting to hate social media too. Popularity on Instagram going down. Popularity on Twitter going down. And then you got Newsweek. Newsweek exec says, we got to turn the business around or we're dead. Well, yeah, if you want to, you know, stop engaging in ad fraud or whatever it is you're doing over there. And you know what? You've got this story where Newsweek gets caught engaging in ad fraud. And now all of the allegations about them engaging in ad fraud and all their sponsors and all the people that fund them are looking at that. They're in all kinds of trouble over there. But let me just be clear about something. If you think Newsweek was the only leftist news outlet faking ad numbers, buying up ad shares, and fabricating ad data. No siree, Bob. No siree, Bob. They're just the only ones that have been caught so far. You bet your bottom dollar. I'll just say it like this. You bet your bottom dollar that some of our competitors that people might put right across from us in the aisle and call them our competitors, you bet your bottom dollar they're engaging in ad fraud too. They're all engaging in fabricating their numbers, fabricating their views, fabricating their followers. It's all bought. It's all fake. And then CNN can barely even crack an audience of a quarter of a million, even though they pay to be in hotels, gyms, and airports all across the United States. Think about that. Think about that. So while all that's going on, InfoWars, that just asks you to support us, and we give you great products in response, we're expanding. We're hiring more people. We're getting more reporters. We're doing more live broadcasts. We're getting more crew. We're expanding our store. And that's all because of you. So InfoWarsStore.com, we've got huge specials running right now. And we don't have to fabricate our numbers. In fact, our numbers get fabricated down. They rigged the system to keep us down. Our numbers are probably double what you actually see. That's the amazing thing about it. And we still beat them. And that's why they're so mad. That's why Hillary Clinton is sitting on TV saying, why aren't I 50 points ahead? Because she cheated and she still lost. That's what the left is doing in the media. They're all cheating. They're all fabricating their numbers. They're fabricating their ad shares. They're fabricating their followers. They're all cheating, and they're still losing. You're a bunch of cheaters, and you still can't beat us, even though you're trying to keep us down with lead shoes. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, I can feel the victory. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Continue to support us. We will continue to be victorious. Leanne McAdoo joins me on the other side.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And Leanne McAdoo is with me in studio as well. Now, here's what's happening. This is why I keep saying that the Overton window is being pushed so far. I'm not sure if you would say it's so far to the left or so far to the right, but the left is going so far, yes, left of Trotsky, that just an average quote-unquote liberal or, you know, whatever you want to say, somebody that would be on the left, is now leaning more centrist and even coming over more to the right of things, just because the left has pushed the Overton window so far to the left that if you're a centrist, now all of a sudden you're on the right of it. So some of the stories that are good examples of this, Leanne has some. We'll start with this one right here. Sweden rules in favor of wife beating husband, cites Sharia law. So what's going on in Sweden is an absolute travesty. It's now, it used to be one of the most beautiful, great countries on earth up there in Northern Europe. Now with the open borders, you've got these radical Islamic migrants going into the city, destroying schools, destroying towns, making it no-go zones. And now the liberal government is so cucked. The liberal government is so cucked that if you beat your wife and then cite Sharia law, they say that that's just okay. I mean, how can somebody that claims to be about people and peace and getting along, the modern day left, the modern day liberal, be okay with Sharia law? I mean, look at this. You're watching the video right now. I mean, how is this possible, Leanne?
It's madness, and you can't speak out against it. You know, these women apparently don't matter because that's their religion. And I don't know what this video is trying to show. I know that they had some meetings recently about how big the size of the stick could be that you could beat your wife with. You know, it had to be of a certain diameter.
Yeah, you know, you can beat your wife as long as it's with the correct Quran.
Can't be larger than your thumb. That's what it was.
We have to cite the Quran. It'll tell us how big the stick is we can use to beat our wife.
Right. And then, of course, we've got these other shows where they're glamorizing converting to Islam and marrying these men just to kind of make it normal, put it out, you know.
They use the TV media to kind of push that agenda.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, of course, even here in the United States, there was a story on the Drudge Report yesterday where a politician is taking the Me Too movement to task, especially there in California, because they are protecting these illegal immigrants who were on the list to be deported because they were beating their wives, domestic violence, shooting women, things like that. And they were protected. And this lawmaker is like, what are you? So do you care about women or do you not care about women? Do we keep these people here illegally even though they are sexual and domestic abuse with them? I mean, it's just the hypocrisy. Like, where do we draw the line? We don't even know what's... You have to disavow Trump, disavow. But meanwhile, we've got all these Democrats hanging out with Louis Farrakhan, and that's totally fine. So I think people are starting to recognize that there is just a total double standard here. And like you said, things going so far to the left, we've got a Bay Area coffee shop that won't serve police for safety of their customers. Right. And so I guess maybe they're thinking they've got a lot of people that could possibly be deported. So they don't want the police officers to come in.
Well, and is it that, or is it they just have such a disdain for police and they buy into this brainwashing that every police officer is just waiting for an excuse to beat you up and pummel you and shoot you, where you know what? Hey, look, we've covered that. There are police officers that do that. There are police officers that are out of control. We cover it. We report on it. And you try to get rid of the bad eggs. That doesn't mean that you sit here and you say, oh, I'm not going to serve a man in uniform, you know, because another man in uniform, you know, 500 blocks down the road in a different town altogether, you know, did something bad to whoever. It just shows the mental illness of it all to say, wow, we're not even going to serve police. So how about the police say, okay, fine, you know what? If someone robs your store then and you call us, sorry, we can't go.
Exactly. Well, they've got a sign up that says in Spanish, talk to your neighbors, not the police. We need support of the actual community to keep this place safe, not police. And so they're kind of creating that the no-go zone where it's like we're gonna rule ourselves, we'll police ourselves, we don't need you. But we've seen crime rise when these communities force police officers out or say, you know, don't come here. Well, then the crime is on the rise. And so this is, you know, this is what the left is aligning themselves with, is just hating the police and, you know, having to have 58,000 plus homeless people in L.A., for instance. Here's a story. Thousands of pounds of human waste, close to 14,000 hypodermic needles cleaned out from Santa Ana River homeless encampments. So not only do they have the maps, I think you guys were talking about
the feces maps
and things, thousands of pounds of human waste. So this is sick. So this is a state that can't take care of their 58,000 homeless people. They wonder why they're having these massive outbreaks of syphilis and other, you know, sexually transmitted diseases you thought were eradicated, you know, hundreds of years ago. But then they want to tell the rest of the country and spend millions of their taxpayer dollars helping illegal immigrants get lawyers to keep them here in the country.
Well, and let's go look, guys, pull up information on the Clean Needle Program. So this is just a perfect example of how liberal policies and ideas don't work, but they live in some sort of a pipe dream where they think if you just give somebody something for free, they're going to clean up their act, they're going to turn the corner, and everything's going to be great again. So they have this epidemic of people, you know, shooting up heroin or whatever in the streets of California, and they have all these dirty needles. And then what they come to find out is, okay, they figure we've got all these people sharing needles to get high, and they're sharing needles, and then this is causing disease to spread. Mm-hmm. So the state of California thinks that this is a brilliant idea. Well, how about we give them clean needles? So we're making sure they're not using dirty needles. So then they flood the streets with quote-unquote clean needles. And then what happens? That enables the drug use. The drug use goes up, and then the clean needles end up dirtying the streets, end up winding up all over the streets. So it's the perfect example how a liberal policy pipe dream, like, oh, we've got this drug problem and this dirty needle problem. I know. Let's just give them the clean needle. That'll clean it all up. The streets will be clean. The drug use will go down. The disease will go down. No, all three went up. This is a perfect example of how liberal policies fail.
Right. And I can understand, you know, probably the heart there was in the right place for these people in their harm reduction clinics, thinking, well, they're going to do it anyway. We might as well try to reduce the rising rate of AIDS and whatever. But, right, why don't we actually help these people get out of homelessness? Why don't we actually help them get off the drugs and help with these mental health facilities? Like, let's actually address the problems that we're facing in our society, not just building them tents and stuff to at least make them comfortable while they're homeless.
Well, and why do we want to do this to the inner cities? Why do we want to put the beautiful cities of America, like San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities in America, why do you want to put this tarnishment on it with the homelessness and the poverty? I mean, they spend all this money. I mean, you at least think they could figure, I mean, if they really cared about this problem, and I, you know what, I don't know the mindset of a homeless person in San Francisco. I think that at this point they're so entitled and empowered.
Well, this is in the Orange County, the OC, which is like one of the most beautiful places in the country.
Well, I think that what they've done now is they've empowered and entitled the homeless population down there so much, they think they run the city. They think they can, you know, crap wherever they want, urinate wherever they want, stab, shoot whoever they want. They run the city. So if you ever suggest, like, hey, we want to do something. We want to have a program where we try to clean out the city of all this disgusting drug use, homelessness, feces and everything. But we realize there's a problem. So we're going to address it. But we're going to, you know, at least get it out of the city. Like, at least get it out of the city. Let's clean up the city and then maybe address the problems that these individuals are having. But they think they run the city now. They literally are so empowered by the Democrats out there. They run things.
Right. Well, and it's also a lot of pushback as well, because most people,
oh yeah, the ACLU.
Most people in San Francisco are just a paycheck away from being homeless, thanks to the things that are going on there with all the tech giants moving in and just raising the price of everything. Meanwhile, not bringing in any jobs for middle class and lower class income workers. They can't even afford to live there, and so many people really are just a paycheck away from homelessness there. It's kind of an anger.
I forget where it was. It was in California. It may have been San Francisco, where an 840-foot square house, 840 square feet, sold for $2 million. I think it was $2 million. I mean, and then you had the homeless people just all over the streets. I mean, San Francisco and California, folks, liberal hellhole.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for a...
Alex Jones is on the road. He will be back. In the meantime, Owen Schroyer filling in for him. Leanne McAdoo in studio with me here from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We've got specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. In case you haven't noticed, InfoWars is expanding massively. We've actually got crews right now live streaming from South by Southwest. You had David Knight live this morning for 3 hours, then the Alex Jones Show for 4 hours, then the War Room, usually hosted by myself and Roger Stone, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy on you when we run these specials because we have huge discounts right now. 50% off at least 20 items, 80% off at least 15 items, free shipping store-wide, and some of the most popular products that we sell, including Super Male and Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, our brand new product. All of those are 50% off right now. So even our top sellers, we bring to you at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have household items like Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Everybody uses toothpaste. Everybody's family has toothpaste. Everybody's house has toothpaste in it. Are you about to run out? Don't go to the store and buy the normal fluoride-ridden toothpaste that you get. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste that includes nascent iodine and colloidal silver, a toothpaste unlike any other on planet Earth. It's also on sale right now. And you can sign up for the auto ship option with that and get an additional 10% off. So let's say you know that your family runs out of toothpaste every 60 days, 30 days, whatever it is, you get the auto ship on there. We'll always make sure that the toothpaste gets shipped to you. Even if we run out, we'll always have some reserved for you, and you'll get an additional 10% off. Of course, that option is available, the auto ship option, with all of our products in the health department. But Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, a great household item, a great way to support InfoWars.com, and it's on sale right now. 30% off. So take advantage of all the specials and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, we are about to... Who's got the fourth hour today, guys? Who do we have to look forward to? Doug Hagmann? Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, Doug Hagman's going to have, I'm sure, breaking news. He's been monitoring some of the developments about the creation of a second special counsel, as well as the Horowitz document that is set to be released here, I think, in about a week. So I'm sure he'll have updates on all of that. In the meantime, let's see what we want to do here. You've got Trump calling the Oakland mayor a disgrace, Sarah Sanders being forced to address the Stormy Daniels nonsense. It's all crazy. You know, Leanne, I feel like today's news cycle was actually very positive with everything I'm seeing. Obviously, the jobs numbers, the jobs numbers up. You've got unemployment numbers down. You've got social media going down. You've got liberals
North
like
Korea, maybe.
The North Korea deal. I mean, what do you think, if you put your pulse on the news cycle today, what do you think it's showing you?
Well, I think it's showing a lot of people. If you turn on a certain network, you're seeing President Trump is actually the tough stance he took with Kim Jong-un and those bombastic tweets. Kind of, it appears as if it had Kim Jong-un go, all right, you know what, I'm dealing with someone who's not going to be strategically patient.
Who's not a cuck.
Right, but then if you turn on other networks, they're like, why isn't everyone talking about this porn star? Like, that's not the most important thing that's going on in the world right now. And so I think a lot of people are able to see that they are not getting the important news, which is why you point out that the networks are, their ratings are failing, and they're getting sick and tired of every single thing is literally going to kill us.
But doesn't it show the double standard where they sit here and they obsess over Donald Trump and some relationship with some porn star, which they don't even know if they have the right porn star now. I don't know if you saw that story. Now there's two Stormy Daniels. They don't even know what's going on. And they obsess over that like it's the biggest story in the world while Trump's trying to have peace talks with North Korea. You know, Trump's bringing the jobs back and everything. And they obsess over that. But it shows the double standard where when Bill Clinton was in office and, you know, playing with every intern that showed up at his desk, oh, no, that was just Bill being Bill. You know, right. That's just men being men back then.
And, of
then.
Course, they only seized upon that one intern because that was the one they could say was consensual. All the other ones that were non-consensual, all those other allegations, those continued to be ignored.
And even Lewinsky is coming out now and being like, you know what? And she's doing interviews. She's like, I've had post-traumatic stress syndrome since right. that event. I mean, that event,
I
you know, destroyed
imagine.
Me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine that's how devastating that would be for years. I mean, it seems like she's doing well now, turned out to be a beautiful woman. So she gets the last laugh, I suppose, especially seeing now after decades later, the Clintons finally getting their dues.
Well, we hope. I mean, not. I mean, every day Hillary Clinton walks free.
Being called out at the debate, that was very.
And, of course, the info warriors that would call him out, too.
Right.
With the Bill Clinton rape challenge.
Yes. But here's something else positive that I'm seeing. So while we have these tech giants targeting us and wanting to shut down conservatives and silence any dissident voices out here, people are actually tuning them out. And this isn't looking good for Facebook. They are, looks like they have had a 24% drop in just the last month on people spending time on Facebook. People are tuning it out. They realize that they're being force-fed the news that Zuckerberg wants them to get, and then he does away with that altogether and says, oh, we're just going to show you more cat videos and pictures of your kids on vacation. So people are spending less time on Facebook, and as well, millennials are now starting to hate social media too. More than half of users between the ages of 18 and 24 reveal they are seeking relief from social media, and 34% of these young users report having deleted their social media accounts entirely, and much of them have at least taken at least one, two, three of these different apps off their phone. They're taking a break. So people are starting to get burnt out from this, you know, constant in your face social media. Give us all your information. Give us all your data. I know there was a story yesterday about a girl who went $10,000 in debt because she was trying to create this Instagram profile, like, oh, I wear designer purses and designer bags. I'm an intern. I don't actually have any money, but I need to keep up these appearances.
Yeah, there's like this thing where you just be an Instagram model.
Right. And so people are starting to tune out of this inauthentic lifestyle. People want the realness. They don't want to see your, you know, fancy purses and things. It's not even real.
And I think there's an angle to this too where they didn't even realize that that's what they wanted until these social media platforms became so toxic where mm-hmm. you can't even, you know, when this stuff first came around, it was very open forum and you pretty much just got whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to deal with any, you know, politics being shoved down your throat or any bias or agenda being shoved down your throat. But now all the social media platforms are doing that. Now, I haven't been on Facebook in like, I don't know, 5 years or so. I don't do Instagram. I've been on Twitter. I've personally boycotted Twitter. I do a little Twitter activity on the War Room's Twitter account. But for the most part, I've pretty much been hands off of all social media mm-hmm. For a while now, except a little bit of Twitter here and there. Except one that I always liked was Snapchat. I always liked Snapchat because it was easy. You could just be personal one-on-one with somebody. They don't shove any agenda. You don't have to deal with the political messages. But now even Snapchat has done that. Now,
right.
If you go into Snapchat and they've reworked the whole thing, it's terrible. And now you can't even watch someone snap. So if I go and I watch a snap from Leanne, as soon as that's concluded, now they shove their political agenda down my throat. Now I'm right. hearing about Stormy Daniels. Now I'm hearing about the Jonas Brothers. And so the average social media user, it just gives them a headache, and they're like, ah, I'm just done with it. I don't want it anymore.
They're wagon on this failing campaign. I mean, when are they going to get it? We have Jimmy Kimmel blaming it on Netflix that they have disastrous ratings, lowest ever. People are tuning out from this. They're sick and tired of having things shoved in their face, shoved down their throat. Oh, this is the kind of lifestyle you want to live. And people are like, you know what? That's not real to me. They are craving authenticity. People want the realness. That's why they love InfoWars so much, because we're teleprompter free and we're just giving it to you like it is. We're not getting directions passed down from the, you know, top networks or our, you know, controllers somewhere behind the scenes. It's just, you know, Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo, just giving our take.
And if that,
honestly, with our bias included.
and if that predicts the future, that would mean that a lot of these people are going to end up liking Donald Trump. Because, I mean, he's about as real as it gets as far as politics are concerned. Right. I mean, you're not going to find anyone real out of the Democrat Party. I mean, I used to look at Tulsi Gabbard as the example. But now even Tulsi Gabbard, it's like, man, you're getting poisoned by the liberal poison now. It's unbelievable. Leanne McAdoo, thank you so much for joining us. Owen Schroyer, I've been filling in for Alex Jones this week. He is going to return. It's been an honor talking to you. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Doug Hagman takes over the fourth hour. He's going to have all the breaking news on his end on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.